Even through the ship's unusually powerful shields, the impact was deafening. Lorin fell back into her seat, with one arm covering her eyes. A split instant later, a second bolt struck the ship. This one created by Shigar's attempts to destroy the target. The Auriga fire went into a wild tumble, then righted itself with a jerk.
"Fire! Cease fire!" Jet was yelling.
"All right, we get it."
Lorin adjusted her earpiece.
"What are we supposed to do now? Pull faces at it until it goes away?"
"I don't know," he said. "But we can't take another hit like that. Our shields are down to 40%.
"Angle the shields forward," said Shigar. "Set a course for the closest of those tube things. When I tell you to, put the sublights on full."
"That's madness," said Ula.
"No, I see where he's headed."
Jet brought the ship around to face the tube Lorin had fired into. Bright discharges still sparked from hex to hex, running in waves up and down the length of the tube.
"He wants energy? Energy I'll happily give it."
The Auriga fire leapt forward as though to ram. The hexes fired ineffectually at the forward screens, and the agglomeration's arms curled in to embrace their attacker. Lorin's hands lay restlessly on the cannon controls as the tube grew rapidly larger ahead of her. This, she told herself, was one situation where firing would definitely make things worse. Instead, she was part of the bullet and the trigger at the same time. The Auriga fire reached the tube's open end. It was just wide enough for the ship to fit inside, a fact for which Lorin was completely grateful. The tri-laser blasters marked the ship's widest point. The moment it and its passengers were completely encapsulated, Shigar shouted, "Now!" and Jet switched the sublights to full. There followed a horrible moment when the ship strained to move forward, but all the force it produced was sucked up by the weave of tightly bound hexes surrounding it. Lorin could see the effect it had on them at horribly close quarters. The hexes writhed and shook and slowly began to glow. Metal limbs flared like magnesium burning in pure oxygen. Black sensory pods popped and hexagonal bodies stretched. She couldn't hear anything, but she imagined the hexes screaming. Turning a laser bolt back onto its owner was one thing. Absorbing all the energy required to accelerate a starship was quite another. The Auriga fire burst out the other side, trailing a tail of bright blue. The hex tube shook and bulged as it tried to contain the energy it had absorbed. A ball as bright as a sun formed in its heart, and Lorin feared it might actually shoot out at them, destroying them instantly. But then the hex tube buckled, as the ball didn't so much explode as discharge throughout the entire agglomeration. Thousands of hexes burst apart in an instant, spraying the surrounding vacuum with exotic shrapnel.
"Yeehaw!" yelled Lorin,
then added more soberly,
"Let's never do that again."
The beleaguered escape pod and its occupants found themselves unexpectedly out of danger. It was a simple matter now to snatch it up in the tractor beam and haul it to safety outside the debris field where other ships could look after it. As the Auriga fire turned about to look for another harried pod, Shigar said,
"Wait! What is it?"
she asked, hearing a note of urgency in his voice.
"It's her. Master Satil is calling me."
"I'm not picking up any transmissions," Jet told him.
"She's not calling me that way."
Lorin held her breath, not wanting to distract him as he concentrated on whatever he was receiving through the Force.
"See that chunk of the Corellia over there, Jet? Head in that direction."